Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will look back on our growing season, cover some fall houseplant tips, and let everyone know about tomorrow's McPherson County Farmers Market, right here in the Round Top on the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, for today's Did You Know, Kansas youth and their 4-H clubs are gearing up for 48 hours of 4-H. Kansas 4-H will celebrate its long-standing commitment to community service when members across the state participate in 48 hours of 4-H, October 9th and 10th. 4-H has a really long history of young people being involved in their community. Some of the research from several years ago tells us that 4-Hers from grades 7 and up are nearly 4 times more likely to make contributions to their communities, and those from grades 8 through 12 are 2 times more likely to be civically active. 48 Hours of 4-H is a project that encourages clubs in the state to plan a community service project. It's not a 48-hour project, but rather a project that you do sometime during that 48-hour time frame. In the past, groups have been creative on how they have chosen to help their community, including such things as beautification of the community, such as painting equipment in the parks, planting flower bulbs, picking up trash, and trimming landscapes. Collections such as non-parish foods and laundry supplies, special events, serving meals, and visiting nursing homes. For more information about 48 Hours of 4-H and how to register a project is available at our extension office. In our farming news, we might end up remembering the 2021 growing year as the Year of the Worm. Starting in late winter of 2020 and early spring 2021, there was considerable activity by army cutworms. Most of the problem was caused by the larva destroying thin stands of wheat and alfalfa. Then in late spring and early summer, a combination of army worms and fall army worms caused serious concern and damage in our lawns, pastures, and alfalfa fields throughout the eastern two-thirds of the state. Army cutworms spend their summer in the Rocky Mountains, but start to migrate back into Kansas in early fall every year. The larvae may feed on just about any plant, but mostly affect wheat and alfalfa, as these are usually the only plants actively growing this time of year. Army worms, preferably more so than fall army worms, may continue to cycle through another generation, or even two, as they overwinter in Kansas. And fortunately, it will probably take a hard frost or freeze to stop them. Fall army worms, since they don't overwinter in Kansas, may migrate south after this germination matures into adults, but there could be another or at least a partial germination. In my gardening news, as colder temperature approaches, now is the time to prepare plants for the house. Although September has been unusually warm, we need to now start thinking about moving plants indoors to protect them from dropping temperatures. Many people with household plants move some of them outside for the summer to give them better growing conditions and help them recover from the stress of an indoor environment. When night temperatures begin to considerably dip into the 40s, it's a sign to start transitioning houseplants to indoors. The indoor conditions will ensure they survive the harsh weather of winter. Here are some tips for the transition. Before bringing in plants into the house, inspect the plants for insects and diseases. If you find evidence of insects on your plants, there are two methods for removal: to spray them or to soak the soil. A sharp spray from a garden hose can remove insects or mites from household foliage, but make sure that you spray the underside of the leaves also. Insects in the potting soil can be forced out by soaking the pot in a tub of lukewarm water for about 15 minutes. The biggest challenge for moving plants indoors is the adjustment to less sunlight. Start plants out in an area that receives the most light, then gradually start moving the plant to its more shaded final location. Remember to come visit the McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday in the Roundtop building. You can check them out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. Every Saturday morning from now till October, the Farmers Market will be open from 7:30 and run till noon right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds. Come meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish all our local football teams good luck tonight.